unto you as of first importance. Notice those words, first importance. That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom, at the time of that writing, were still living, though some had fallen asleep. And then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, Paul says, he appeared to me also as one abnormally born. Paul's affirmation here was that the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was of first importance to him. Paul understood that Jesus suffered for him, that Jesus bore the stripes on his back. He bore the crown of thorns, the nails in his hands and his feet, the sense of abandonment by the Father as the sins of the world were placed on his shoulders, that he endured all of that for an undeserving sinner named Paul, and for undeserving sinners such as we ourselves. The righteous one suffered and died for the unrighteous. Paul understood that because Jesus rose from the grave, there was hope. There was a promise of eternal life that was absolutely unshakable. So Paul affirmed that these events, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, were of first importance to him. That means these events were life-changing, that it impacted his life more than anything else in all of the world had impacted his life. There was nothing that was more important to him, that it had totally changed his life. He meant that he could never again go back to a life as it was before he met Christ. This is of first importance, he said. When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, the change was amazing. Before he met Christ, he was a persecutor of Christians. Afterwards, he became a bold witness and an ambassador for Christ, an evangelist, a writer of New Testament scripture. He dedicated his life to the cause of Christ. And yes, he held down a trade. He was a tent maker. But first and foremost, he was an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Jesus died for our sins, was buried, rose again to life eternal. This, for Paul, was the matter of first importance that made an enormous difference in his life. And I want to ask you a simple question today. What is of first importance to you? The sad truth for many who claim to be Christians is that it's not at all apparent that what is of first importance in their lives is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. For many Christians, the evidence of first importance of what Christ means to them may be little more than they might attend church on Easter Sunday morning. That's hardly how Jesus would have characterized of first importance a first importance disciple, because Jesus would characterize a disciple who considered the death, the burial, and his resurrection of first importance. Jesus would say it this way. He'd say, if any man would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So be honest. What is first importance in your life? Is it earning a living? Is it getting an education? Is it taking care of your family, building a career, playing video games? All of these things are important, well, except for the video games. all these things are important, but while you are doing these things, while you're earning a living, getting an education, taking care of your family, building your career, while you're doing these things, the overarching, most important, of first importance thing in your life should be to give honor and glory to Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and who rose again. He is worthy of your praise, your worship, your service, your highest sacrificial commitment. The choir sang, because he lives, I'm alive. I'm alive because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. Are those just words of a song that we sing from time to time? What enables you to face tomorrow? To know with confidence that tomorrow is secure and that tomorrow you need not fear. What enables you to trust and have hope for the future? What makes life worth living for you? If your answer to these questions is anything or anyone other than Jesus, who died for you, who was buried, who rose from the grave, then you have totally missed the point of Good Friday and of Easter. Let me say that again. If your answer to these questions, what enables me to face tomorrow? What enables me to overcome my fear? What do I place my future hope? What makes life worth living? If my answer to these questions is anything other than Jesus, you have missed the point of Good Friday and Easter. You need to read the Gospels again and consider anew what Jesus did for you. I plead with you today, if you have not placed your trust, your faith, your hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the death of Jesus on the cross to take your sins away, if you have not placed your trust in Jesus who died, was buried, and rose again, who gives us the hope for life, if you have not done that today, I plead with you to place your life in the hands of Jesus. Jesus is not just a side note to our lives. He is to be central to every portion of our lives, because Paul says this is of first importance. There is nothing more important than Jesus, who died for you and was buried and rose again. And because all who truly believe in the Lord Jesus know that today is a day of victory, that we celebrate his resurrection, his new life. It is a victory over the grave and a victory over Satan, a victory over the demons, a victory over death. Today, we praise God. We shout hallelujah. We say he is risen. Our crucified Savior lives. And because he lives, I am alive. I am alive in Christ. Praise God for this day. It is my prayer for each one of you as we close this service today, that if you have not placed your trust and your faith in Jesus who died, was buried, and rose again, if you have not claimed that as first importance for your life until today, today is the day to make that of first importance to your life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Father, for the gospel message. We thank you, Father, as we read through the scriptures of all of the events of this past week, as we think about what your son Jesus did for us, as the choir has so beautifully sung this morning of those events of that last week and of the fact that because he lives, I'm alive, I'm alive. Father, I pray today that if there be someone here who needs to make this day the day when Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection becomes first importance in their lives, that this day might be a great day of even greater victory because of that profession of faith. Speak to us today, Father, and may we, as your followers, leave this place rejoicing and shouting, Hallelujah, He is risen. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, and the invitation is given to you today. If you wish to find that resting place of faith in Jesus Christ, would you come forward? Would you share with me? We will pray together with you that you might find Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. Would you stand as we close service? Talking together. They are newlyweds, by the way. I just had the opportunity to perform their marriage a couple of weeks ago and to counsel with them through that all. And it is their desire to join into our church as a result of getting together, talking about the Lord. They love the Lord Jesus. They are both Christians. They are coming on their statement of faith, of belief. And I know that you praise God for their desire to be a part of our congregation. We are excited.
Amen.
And so, Larry and Laurie, I'm going to ask you to come to the back so our people can greet you and let you know of their joy and your decision to be a part of our congregation today. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time together. We ask you, Lord, as we go from this place, help us, Father, to share the Easter message with whomever we may have an opportunity today. Today is a hallelujah day. It is a day for us to give praise, Father, for what you have done. And certainly, Lord, as we just sang, we need no other argument. We need no other plea. It's enough that Jesus died and that he died for me and he rose again. For that, we give you praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Join hands together. Let's go on the outside.
No more appropriate day than today to sing the chorus of He is Lord, He is.